Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Happy New Year, Jenna!
Happy New Year!
How are you?
Very good.
Rested, relaxed.
Yep. Warmed by the sun.
Yes.
All I need.
Oh, that is all we need, really. We're all just little bean sprouts.
Yeah.
We need the sun to grow. Hey, you've brought us a very interesting sounding book today. What are we talking about?
Well, I think this is a really good book for the new year, new you type vibe.
Nice.
But this is called Stolen Focus. It's by Johan Hari. And he's quite well known for two previous non-fiction books. One was called Chasing the Scream. I may have even reviewed on that way back when on BFM, and that's about the war on drugs and how drug addiction is a health issue.
True.
And Lost Connections, which is about depression. So he's really, when he writes, he's really on topic of things that the world are thinking about.
Mm.
And this one is something that I feel like collectively it's something that people talk a lot to me about, and
I understand
it as well. Stolen focus. So being distracted and the distraction economy, I guess, and how it feeds into big corporates and us sleeping less and being on our phones more benefits a lot of other people apart from us. So how do we use our time, and how is that being sucked into technology and our phones, and time just feels like it's draining away from us. So and that feeling of feeling guilty and unproductive. That production and multitasking is such a big part of how we live now.
It's a brutal cycle as well, because when you're knackered, all you want to do is lie on your bed and sort of scroll on Instagram, but then you kind of feel gross afterwards and you feel like you've wasted an hour. And it's just, you know, we all want to know how to break it and feel like we're not wasting our lives on the internet.
Phones are like the easy way out.
Yeah.
And I always feel with if I spend an hour on my phone, I haven't gained anything, where if I spent an hour reading a book, I've gained.
Totally.
Yeah,
totally.
I regret that time.
Yeah.
So in this book, Hari argues that it's not a personal issue, which so much of us internalize. External forces are using our attention to make money. And this is completely not a new idea. There's lots of books around about time and being productive and like what the best way to, like, you know, in an office, how on average an office worker's attention's being taken away every 3 minutes, and then it takes 28 minutes to get back into what you're doing.
Whoa.
And those are
that
kind
sounds
of
like me.
That come in. And that's even just people asking you a question as well. So he's interviews a lot of people that I've read interviews of before, and that thing of like ex-tech people who would never give their kids cell phones or let them on the internet. But he's an extremely engaging writer, and that's why I think that he is one to read on this subject.
Okay, that's cool.
He's really methodical, and he's one of those writers that has the point, talks through, I'm going to tell you in these four ways how we get to the conclusion of this. And he really injects himself in quite an earnest and personal way. Sometimes he feels like a bit of a martyr, but that's okay. That's also part of being the endearing person.
Yeah.
And he has personal anecdotes. So what he does at the start of this book is he goes away for 3 months with no technology whatsoever.
Wow.
He gets a cell phone that is also a medic alert, like it's for a 90-year-old, and that's how he tries to really switch off, while acknowledging that's a privilege as well.
Yeah, totally.
But trying to get that balance in how he felt when he came back. And so I think people would find that super interesting, because he feels the same.
Yeah.
So phones for us are so easy. They're so easy to pick up, but the multitasking means we may not actually be getting anything of true value done. And then really looks at monotasking, which I'd never really heard that word before, because it felt like multitasking is meant to be a good character trait.
Yeah, yeah.
And again, what I said before, economy thriving on sleep deprived, phone dependent people. And so he looks at things like reading for pleasure, which I can do fine already, but
Jenna's an expert.
But how important that is in deep reading, and a really deep investigation into ADHD and late diagnoses of ADHD, and also the lack of free play for children and the importance of people power to make a change. So he does have very active things that you can do to perhaps switch your mind off awesome. If you need to. It's very practical.
That's great. I feel like with a book like that, when you're kind of reading about something that feels quite exhausting in the way that it's sort of out of our control, because as you say, it's a lot of massive forces at play. It's part of capitalism. It's part of just the way we rely on technology for really positive things, as well as it being a bit of a time drain too. It's really nice when you can read something where they're giving you actually like really useful, practical ways to, you know, not beat yourself up about it and like manage that better, and also feel positive about people and spaces that have to function in these ways, because it can be a bit exhausting to read a book like that and then be like, oh god, yeah, so much we have to do.
Because he definitely is like, you know, climate change is coming and this is not going away, and it's going to change us as a human race. But it's quite weird to think about how I was even thinking of where I was at 12 years ago when I lived overseas before I lived in Auckland, and you didn't even have a smartphone, and how we got around and communicated and waited, and it's so different now, and it's just as part of everyday life. So I think this will be a big non-fiction book for the start of the year. This
Wicked.
Will be a great one, and it is almost here.
Okay, and not too preachy, not too like telling you how to do it, or preachy in a way that feels useful.
I think it feels useful, yeah, the tips of like using screen time apps to your advantage and all of that. I think people would get a lot out of it, and then also if you're a parent as well, I think that stuff about importance of free play and
totally
getting kids in nature, etc., and looking at different schools who do that and where they succeed and where they don't. I think that would be really interesting for people as well. He has amazing resources for this, and he got in a little bit of a trouble about a decade ago for plagiarism, so now he has like resourced up to the wazoo.
Cool.
You can listen to every single interview, you can listen to these and the full unedited interviews, and so he's leaving no stone unturned with his backing up.
Well, that's one way to be like, I've learned from my mistakes, isn't it? Yeah, totally. Oh, awesome. Remind us of the name and the author again, Jenna.
Stolen Focus, Why You Can't Pay Attention by Johan Hari.
Excellent. Thank
you. Published by Bloomsbury, available at Time Out.
Fantastic. Nice. Thank you very much. We will see you in a couple of weeks.
See you soon.
That was Loose Reads.
All right.